Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I hope you'll enjoy this one. If you do, at the end of it, maybe consider hitting the heart button on your phone so that I know that you've enjoyed it. And of course, if you want to support our platform, then you've a couple of options. You can buy me a coffee. There is a link below to that. And if you don't fancy that, then there's DonorBox link below as well. So a couple of different mechanisms to help keep us afloat. Okay. Talking of keeping things afloat, are we on the precipice of what would be an EU versus UK trade war? And what makes me say that? Well, the simple news that comes today that the scrapping the Northern Ireland Protocol is legal, says the UK Attorney General. Yeah. Turns out that Attorney AG Suella Braverman says that it would be perfectly lawful of the UK to scrap contentious parts of the agreement made with Brussels called the Northern Ireland Protocol. Now, this to me would be very welcome. I'd like to see it scrapped, but it's going to be contentious because the EU has said there can be no unilateral changes to it. The EU doesn't run the UK, does it? So the whole purpose of this protocol was to apparently to avoid the need for a hard border with the Republic of Ireland. So it basically what it did was goods moving from Great Britain to Northern Ireland and staying in Northern Ireland have to be checked. Now, checked at customs. Now, there's so many consequences to this. There's additional on cost. There's complexity. Some people don't bother sending their goods across anymore. So Northern Ireland is essentially being brutally punished in terms of imports from Great Britain. This is something that, whilst Boris Johnson apparently he agreed to this, it's gone down like a bowl of sick with the broad unionist community. And there is nobody, no elected unionist politician who agrees with the idea of this Northern Ireland Protocol staying in place. They want to see free trade between Great Britain and Northern Ireland, just as there is free trade between Scotland, Wales and England. And of course, I would say that I support this as well. I don't see why all four parts of the UK cannot trade freely with each other without pernicious EU rule regulations and customs and all that that involves. But the problem is, of course, that the majority of the nationalist parties in Northern Ireland, they love the idea of the Northern Ireland Protocol because it brings them one step forward to their precious United Ireland. So they love it. The European Union loves it because it shows that they essentially have been able to de facto, if not de jure, break up the actual integrity of the United Kingdom. But, and this is the big but, the situation has now changed because following the elections in Northern Ireland last week, the biggest unionist party, the DUP, have said, we will not go into government until this Northern Ireland Protocol issue is firmly dealt with, not by words, but by action. Again, a very reasonable position. Mind you, I don't think they should be going back into government with the IRS political proxies anyway. But hey, that's just me. Call me old-fashioned. So anyway, what's going to happen today is that Liz Truss is basically going to speak with her EU equivalent, the Vice President of the European Commission, this morning. And she's expected to tell Maris Sefcovic in a call that the dispute cannot be allowed to drag on. Now, the EU has made all kinds of proposals, this, that, and the other, but fundamentally, the EU wants to treat Northern Ireland as if it's European territory, and it's not. It's not EU territory. It's British territory, until the people of Northern Ireland said differently, and I don't think they would. So it should never have been agreed to in the first place. The implementation of it has been horrific. We've had periods, for example, where I can speak directly in this one, you can't get certain kinds of flowers. They're not allowed to come across. The different foodstuffs are not as available in the shops in Northern Ireland as in England, Scotland, and Wales. And it's all because of this border. It's impacted on people who import business, even if it, in all fairness, it probably has people helped people wanting to export. But the issue here is the importation consequences have driven up and are driving up cost, which feeds into food inflation and therefore reduces people's daily budgets. So while most of the politicians agree, oh, we've got to fight the cost of living crisis. Well, OK, if you want to fight the cost of living crisis, how about you remove an impediment to the free transfer of goods from GB into Northern Ireland? That would be to the advantage of all of the people of Northern Ireland. The DUP have said they're quite happy to have checks for products travelling from GB to the Republic of Ireland, because that's moving from British soil to EU soil. That's absolutely fine. I'm happy with that as well. I mean, I don't really care. But when it comes to this issue of having checks and products moving between one part of Britain and another part of Britain, it is iniquitous. It's stupid. It should never have been agreed to. It should never have been proposed. It shows that the EU were anything but genuine in their desire to try and ensure that the tenets of the Belfast Agreement, so-called Good Friday Agreement, are respected. They're not. This drives a horse and coach. Horses and coach carriage through it. So there you go. That's where we are. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. A lot of tough language coming from the British government, but I think the DUP are rightly concerned about that. They don't think that Boris Johnson can be trusted. So what we need to see is firm action. So Liz Truss, you know, you can phone up these guys and talk to them all you want. What you need to do now is unilaterally remove elements of the Northern Ireland Protocol, and let the UK once again function as an integral British unit. I think that's reasonable. Let me know what you think.